Are you interested in a more holistic approach to women's health? Lilac and Leaf is a virtual women's health clinic serving the Greater Vancouver region, bringing together mental health, nutrition, and well-being. Alongside our team of specialized counselors and dietitians, Lilac and Leaf offers access to discover community-made wellness products and opportunities to take educational workshops led by local health and wellness professionals. Learn more at lilacandleaf.ca.
Studio 6 is CJSF's video and event series that seeks to capture high-quality video and audio recordings of live performances by inspiring and local artists, as well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to them. Studio 6 invites performers to join us atop Burnaby Mountain for an organic combination of performance and interview, which is then preserved in our music library, online at our YouTube channel, and provided to the artists for their own preservation. Join us each Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM for Studio 6 to hear live-to-air broadcasts or selections from our archive.
Hi, everyone. Hope you can hear me. This is Nicole with CJSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to Campus and Community Radio broadcasting from Burnaby on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem Nations. Guess what? Over the hour, you're about to hear a live performance by Strawberry Punch. They're an all-femme, queer indie, twee-pop, and punk rock band based in Winnipeg, Manitoba, and we are so happy to have them here. Let's give a warm welcome to Strawberry Punch.
Looking for every face in your face. Welcome to Studio 6, everybody. Give it up for Strawberry Punch. Woo-hoo! Live and direct from Winnipeg, here on Burnaby Mountain. How's it going?
Great. Thank you so much for having us here from Winnipeg. We're so happy to be here.
Thanks so much for being here. We have their latest album on the playlist, but even more fun, we have the whole band here in studio. I'm so excited.
Yay!
It's going to live on air. Woo! Got first song, Lavender and Maple. Great flavor combo. Cool. All right, let's have some more.
All right. Well, this next song. Oh wait, should I introduce it or you can? Okay. Well, yeah. This one's. This one's called Pocket. Let's talk about it. This one's for all the lovers that love out there.
Smell that you leave on my pillow and you are
Our song Enough, that one followed our song Pocket. They're both our songs, and we're Strawberry Punch. And we're playing a show tonight at Green Auto, so I should say that on the radio. If you're tuning in, please come see us tonight at Green Auto.
Green Auto, we've never even been there before in our lives. We're very nervous, very excited, so come and, like, cheer us on and give us, like, little hugs and kisses. We're scared.
Thanks. Thank you.
What's that?
Star Center.
Us.
Yeah. This one's a bit of a newer song for all the you haulers out there. It's called Star Sign.
Yeah, if you've listened to our album, this one is not on there. This one's also for the lovers. This one's also for the U-Haul lesbians. Come to our show tonight at Green Auto.
Yeah.
Let's move in together, y'all. Like,
let's get married.
Yeah.
Let's go swimming.
Thank you. Thank you.
I need to steal some water really quick.
Yeah, go ahead. We're going to do a bit of musical chairs here. Switch our positions. Actually, yeah, I'll trade you even. I'm going to take that to yourself here.
I can do that for you.
Yay. And what's next? It's Vacuum Company. Oh, right. Oh, so much fun. All right.
Musical chairs, too. Like, no big deal. This next song I wrote about just being, you know, really fond of the neighborhood I grew up in, you know, and like this, like, you know, sense of, you know, hometown pride, and, you know, when you move away from home, but it's still like, you know, that's my part of town. And this song is called Backyard Prom Party Queen, and that's kind of the jam. This song we're doing next is the only song we need a capo for, and we forgot to grab that one, but oh my goodness. I'll tell you all the beautiful story of this song. I wrote this song because I play this video game that's like Stardew Valley, but it's like better. It's better and it's more goated, and it's called Sunhaven.
Yes.
And there's, you know about that?
Great game.
You know about that?
Great game.
Oh, great game.
Finally.
Hey, thank goodness. So every time I play this game, there's this elf lady. Her name's Iris, and she lives in this elf village, and she lives in a pumpkin, and she's an enchantress, and she's, like, she's my wife. And there was one year where you're supposed to, like, give them gifts on their birthday to get more relationship points or whatever, but I forgot because I was doing stuff, like, in my real life or whatever, and I came home, and I realized I missed it, and I felt such, like true like guilt and shame that I wrote a song for her about it because I just felt like I felt bad. And so this song is called Irish, and it's about you know, never missing a birthday again.
Okay.
About how the band got started.
Oh, wow. That's a crazy tale. Well, I knew Tuva because both of us play in, like, a million bands in Winnipeg. We were just, like, around at each other's shows, so I kind of knew her. We were, like, friends on Instagram, and I knew Freya because we were both teachers at School of Rock. Neither of us work anymore. That was kind of the worst job ever. I love teaching guitar to children, but that place... Actually, maybe I shouldn't say that on air. Sick and twisted. No.
Sick and twisted. Tuva and I knew each other just because we're both Swedish. So the Swedish community in Winnipeg is really, really small.
Hey, yes, Sverige.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's crazy. No, we all, like, we just grew up going to, like, the same, like, midsummer events together. And I also, like, I knew Brandy from some, like, random Halloween party I went to, like, a year before. And we just, like, clicked really well at this party and, like, hung out and, like... Like, Danny just seemed to, like, kind of, like, collect everyone and put us in this group chat, and we all, like, already knew each other. Yeah. We're like, well, that's perfect. Yeah, I would share a bed with you guys. Like, this is great, you know? Like,
and
yeah.
We had sleepovers, and now we're best friends.
We had sleepovers, and now here we are.
Yeah. It was just kind of, I was, and Brandy, too, she actually auditioned for this other band that I was in, and it was, like, all dudes and me, and they were like, oh, no. Girls, not the vibe. And I was like, you guys aren't the vibe. Like, I'm gonna go start another band with her. And then, yeah, I was always posting online, like, hey,
hey, does anybody want to start a band with me that sounds like All Girls Summer Fun Band or like the Zockies or like something like that? And then Tuba was like, oh, do. And then I just made this crazy group chat, and we
actually have been married ever since.
It's true. this band is a product of like 1 million sleepovers and 1 million marriages, you know.
And that's a marriage ceremony. That's how it happens.
Yeah. We did get married actually last summer at this music festival called Rainbow Trout. Thank you. we were all like officiated at this beautiful festival wedding together, and we had our 4-part vows. So it's really serious now. You know, we're taking the next step together as a group. Aw, these next few songs are getting angry in here, so let's all, you know, that's what's going on now. I'm very excited. This song is called Jane. It was the third single off of our new and only album. I hope you guys like it.